Married at First Sight. Chapter 4106. Serenity didn't desire anything from the Farrell family, even though it was where her mother was born and had spent 3 or 4 years of her life. Her older sister bypassed both their aunt and mother to take on their grandmother's role as the family head. After hearing what Serenity said, Liberty responded, her voice heavy with regret, "I'm afraid Mom wouldn't even remember the way home anymore." The early loss of their mother left a void, and with no connection to their aunt or their mother's childhood home, Liberty feared that their mother had forgotten everything about her roots. Serenity sent another message, "Sister, if you're there, Mom will find her way home. Zachary and I visited our parents, and I told them about you taking over in Jensburg. I explained that you'd be changing your surname to Farrell, so Dad would understand your situation." She added, "Grandpa and Grandma seemed a little unhappy when they heard about the name change, but they didn't say much. Maybe they're starting to accept that you're meant to lead the Farrell family." Despite her complicated feelings, Serenity had gone back to her hometown. Though she disliked her grandparents, she still visited them, brought supplements for their health, and gave them some money. Her relationship with them was strained, and there was no denying the disappointment the two elders felt toward their other children and grandchildren. In the past, they had been most critical of their third son. But now, they realized too late that he and his wife were the most filial. Unfortunately, they had failed to appreciate them when they were alive. After their deaths, the grandparents continued to treat Liberty and Serenity poorly, despite their loss. Now, the sisters had married into wealthy families and proven their worth. Their once dismissed third daughter-in-law had turned out to be from a wealthy family herself, and her granddaughter, Liberty, was now head of the Farrell family. "If only they'd known," Serenity thought, "they might have treated us better." But hindsight was meaningless now. The sisters had moved on, and Serenity's willingness to acknowledge them was more than they deserved. Liberty laughed bitterly and said, "They know they can't control our lives. If it weren't for Dad, they'd be dreaming of living in our house." She continued, "Dad was the most filial son and raised us to respect the elderly. I don't want to argue with them endlessly, but I'll never forget how they treated us." Though they couldn't forgive the past, Liberty and Serenity had decided not to hold on to the bitterness. Their grandparents were old, nearing the end of their lives, and it wasn't worth the fight anymore. But once they passed, the house their parents had built with their hard-earned money would revert to Liberty and Serenity. Liberty vowed to protect their family home from their uncles and cousins, who might try to claim it. That house was her parents' legacy, and it belonged to her and Serenity. Liberty asked, "How's Sonny? Is he behaving?" Serenity replied, "Sonny is always well behaved, but your ex-in-laws are still causing trouble. They keep targeting Duncan, calling him insincere and claiming he's not genuinely good to Sonny. They've even pushed Hank to fight for custody again." She continued, "Hank is spending more time with Sonny lately. I think he's afraid Sonny will grow closer to Duncan than to him. At least Hank is more rational now and doesn't blindly follow his mother and sister's lead. If Hank hadn't changed, Serenity wouldn't have allowed him near Sonny at all." She worried about the influence of Hank's family, fearing they might corrupt Sonny the way they had with Lucas, turning him into a misbehaved, unruly child. After a pause, Liberty said, "I'll call Hank tomorrow. I'll talk to him again for Sonny's sake. But I don't think he should take Sonny back to his family's home. His mother and sister haven't changed and probably never will." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4107. Chapter 4107. Liberty said, "They never change their bad habits. Saren, don't let Sonny get influenced by them and end up ruining his relationship with Duncan." Sonny would eventually live with Liberty and Duncan. If the Brown family instigated him to go against his stepfather, it would cause unnecessary trouble. Serenity replied, "Our Sonny is smart. How could he be so easily influenced by them? He was raised by us sisters. Unless the Brown family's genes are stronger than ours, there's nothing to worry about." Serenity firmly believed in Sonny's intelligence. Despite his young age, he could clearly tell right from wrong. The Brown family wouldn't be able to lead Sonny astray unless Hank's genes were exceptionally dominant. Still, try not to let Sonny spend too much time with the Browns. You know how my ex-in-laws are. It's hard to trust that they won't misguide him. Once this semester is over, Sonny will transfer to a kindergarten in Jensburg for the next term. He'll be farther away from the Brown family. If it's just occasional phone calls, we won't have to worry too much. Serenity nodded in agreement. Saren, get some sleep. I'll read for a bit and see if it helps me fall asleep. I'll come back when your due date gets closer, Liberty said. This was her sister's first child, and Liberty was determined to be there for her during the delivery. Even though their aunt was still in Wiltspoon, Liberty felt it was her responsibility to be present. Serenity said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and now I'm wide awake. I'll keep you company, sister. By the way, how are things going between you and Catherine? Liberty replied, things are going smoothly. Catherine's fine. It's all up to me now. She's eager for me to step into my role so she can settle down with Pedro. After dealing with Catherine for a while, Liberty felt she understood her well. Catherine had no desire to take over the Farrell family. In the past, circumstances had forced her into that position. Now that Liberty was stepping in, Catherine was more than happy to step back. She was ready to return the family leadership to her aunt's descendants. For Catherine, the biggest reward for reconnecting with the Farrells was Pedro, her love. Pedro was exceptional in every way, and together, he and Catherine made a powerful team. Even if Catherine doesn't lead the Farrell group, she'll still be the CEO of a major company. She already has her own business, and with Pedro's support, she'll only become more formidable. Liberty added, I'm still waiting to meet my all-round assistant. Catherine said she's already submitted the request to the base, but I probably won't meet them until I officially take over and lead the family during Qingming Festival. Liberty looked forward to meeting her assistant. These assistants were highly skilled, loyal, and indispensable to the head of the family. Seeing Pedro's capabilities only raised her expectations. Don't worry about it too much, Serenity said with a smile. When you officially become the head of the Farrell family, I'll personally be there to celebrate. No, Saren, you shouldn't come, Liberty said firmly. You're 7 months pregnant now, and by then, you'll be 8 months. Even with Zachary by your side, I'd still worry about you traveling so far. Liberty's concern for her sister's health was evident. Listen to me, Saren. Just call or send me a message to wish me well. That's more than enough. We're sisters, there's no need for formalities. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4108. Chapter 4108. Or how about I ask your brother-in-law to livestream it for you? Serenity looked down at her rounded belly, ran her hand over it, and sighed. Ever since this little one came along, I really can't go anywhere. Fine, I'll listen to you, sister. When the time comes, I'll have Zachary go over and take a video for me. To avoid worrying her sister, Serenity gave in and stopped insisting on going in person to offer her blessings. Saren, go to bed now. Your brother-in-law is calling, Liberty said. Don't bother replying to me. I'll answer his call and keep battling this bed. Serenity responded with a simple hum before ending the conversation. It's the middle of the night, and you're still awake. Who were you chatting with? A gentle voice sounded behind her as Zachary approached, draping a coat over her shoulders. It's still chilly in the early morning, he said softly. You didn't wear a coat when you got up. What if you catch a cold? Serenity tugged at the coat and replied, My pajamas are thick, and the room isn't cold. My sister just moved into the Farrell family mansion. She said she's having trouble sleeping, maybe because of the new environment or something else. She turned to look at him. I got up to use the bathroom and grab some water. Then I saw her message, so I chatted with her for a bit. Did I wake you? Zachary guided her back to the bed and shook his head. No, I'm used to it. When I reach over and don't feel you there, I wake up. In truth, Serenity's growing belly kept him on edge. He was constantly worried she might go into labor unexpectedly, even though her due date hadn't arrived yet. Zachary was a naturally light sleeper, and now even more so. If Serenity wasn't beside him, he'd wake up quickly. Some nights, he'd quietly watch her belly rise and fall, gently placing his hand on it. He often wondered what their baby would look like. Would the child resemble him? Or Serenity? He hoped their baby would inherit the best of both of them. Maybe Liberty isn't used to the new environment yet, Serenity said thoughtfully. Or maybe she's got a lot on her mind. She's under a lot of pressure right now. Even though the Feral Group has declined, it's still a massive corporation. Sis has worked in big companies and has her own business, but running a conglomerate is a whole other challenge. Plus, she's just taken on the responsibility of leading a large family. She needs to show results and make a positive impact for everyone in the family. Only then can she truly earn their trust and establish herself. Honestly, if it were me, I'd feel the pressure too. But I believe in her. As the eldest daughter of the Feral family, her natural leadership skills will emerge. She'll prove she's the right person for the job. Zachary nodded. You're right. Maybe send her a message with some encouraging words. Let her know she's not alone. And don't forget, your aunt will step in if needed. She won't let Liberty face this all by herself. Serenity smiled. You're right. Aunt Audrey is experienced, and Mr. Jimenez is there too. He'll guide her through the tricky parts, and Aunt will teach her what she needs to know. Liberty's got this. Married at First Sight Chapter 4109. Chapter 4109. Serenity said, yes, with my aunt around, we have someone to rely on. We don't know much about the Feral family, and we don't have any emotional connection to them. But my aunt is from the Feral family. She's my grandmother's eldest daughter. Even though she and my mom left home when they were young, the Feral family is still her family. The most important thing is how capable my aunt is. Before I married you, I'd already heard about her talents. I know she's responsible for half of the Stone Group's success today. I used to worry about my sister, but now that you've mentioned it, I feel much more at ease. Zachary hugged her and said, there's no need to worry. We all have experience managing large companies. We just need to guide my sister a little. Serenity smiled. You don't have to teach her. My brother-in-law will handle that. Don't go stealing his job. Zachary chuckled. After laughing, he gently kissed Serenity's forehead and pulled her into a tighter embrace. Saren, the best decision I ever made was listening to my grandmother and marrying you. My two good friends should thank us too. If it weren't for us, they'd probably still be single. If Zachary hadn't married Serenity, Josh wouldn't have met Jasmine, and Duncan might not have ended up with Liberty. While Liberty first met Duncan by accidentally bumping into his car, without Zachary and Serenity, their relationship might not have developed. Serenity teased, then go find your two friends and ask for a matchmaker's red envelope. Tell them they owe their happy marriages to me, your amazing wife. Zachary grinned, lowering his head to playfully tap her lips with his own. You're absolutely right. Thanks to marrying you, I didn't just end my single life, I helped them end theirs too. I'll make sure to ask Josh for that red envelope tomorrow. Be careful, Serenity warned with a laugh. Josh might just decide to take more time off and leave you buried in work. Jasmine was a month further along in her pregnancy than Serenity. At 8 months pregnant, she was due to give birth within the next month. Josh had already been pushing Zachary to clear his schedule so he could take a month off to care for Jasmine after the baby arrived. If the company isn't too busy, Josh had said, I might even take 3 months. The first 3 months are the hardest, and I don't want Jasmine to be overwhelmed. Zachary had reminded him that they'd already hired a nanny and a confinement nanny for Jasmine and the baby. "Why do you need to do it all yourself?" he asked. Josh's response was simple: "A child you care for yourself becomes closer to you." Zachary had no comeback for that. He didn't dare argue too much, knowing Josh would just counter with more points. After all, Serenity was also due to give birth in 2 months, and Zachary knew he'd likely be stepping into the role of hands-on dad. "Josh told me he wants to take maternity leave," Zachary said, shaking his head. "He's not even the one having the baby. I'm giving him a month off to care for his wife, and now he's talking about taking 3 months or even half a year like the women in the company. What am I supposed to do? I want to take leave too." He turned to Serenity and added, "Saren, after our baby is born, we need to spend as much time as we can with them. That way, the baby will grow close to us." Zachary reflected on how he and his brothers had been raised primarily by their grandparents. While they respected and honored their parents, the bond with their grandparents had always been deeper and closer. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4110. Chapter 4110. Zachary's mother once shared a memory from his childhood. When he returned home from kindergarten for the first time, his entire family, parents, grandparents, and uncles, was waiting for him. As he stepped out of the car and ran toward them, his mother squatted down, arms wide open, ready for a hug. But instead of running to her, he bypassed her completely and ran straight into his grandmother's arms. After his grandmother hugged him, he turned to his grandfather for another embrace, ignoring his parents and uncles entirely. This was because his parents were often busy with work and didn't have much time to care for or spend with him. Children naturally grow closer to those who take care of them. Take Sunny, for example. Since Duncan often spent time playing with Sunny and accompanying him, Sunny became more attached to Duncan than to his own father. This closeness even caused the Brown family to feel uneasy, worrying that Duncan might take Sunny away. Serenity nodded in agreement. "That's exactly how it works. I'll make sure to take care of our baby myself. The nanny can help out, but the primary responsibility will be ours." Zachary smiled. "You focus on work and making money. Once we have the baby, you'll need to earn more for all that formula," he teased with a laugh. "I've raised Sunny before pretty much single-handedly, so I already have plenty of experience with kids." Zachary chuckled at her. "Between the two of us, we're sitting on a family fortune worth tens of billions. Do you really think we'll run out of money for formula? Besides, I don't care. Once the baby is born, I'll stay home to help. I'll be your nanny, looking after you and the baby. During your recovery period, you won't need to lift a finger, just rest and get plenty of sleep. I have so many younger brothers to pick up the slack at work. It's their turn to step up. I've been carrying the weight for long enough, and I need a break." As he spoke, Zachary rested his large hand on Serenity's rounded belly. His expression softened as he said, "Wife, I already feel for our child, even before they're born. Being the eldest in the family comes with heavy responsibilities. In our family, the firstborn always takes on the burden of leadership, and it's an exhausting path. I've walked this road myself, so I know exactly how hard it is. I don't want our child to carry that same burden, but it's their duty, their mission. There's no escaping it." Inwardly, Zachary comforted himself. If their firstborn was a son, at least he'd be suited for the role. A job this demanding shouldn't fall to a daughter. If they did have a daughter, Zachary decided he would pass the responsibility to their second child. Daughters, after all, are meant to be cherished, not burdened. Serenity smiled. "It's way too early to worry about that. For all we know, our child might not even have the capability to take over the family business. Don't forget, you still have 8 younger brothers, and they'll all get married and have kids someday too. If each of them has 2 children, that's 18 members in the next generation. Who knows which one will turn out to be the most capable? the family will choose the best candidate. You were chosen because you are the eldest and the most capable. If you hadn't been up to the task, I doubt the family elders would have let you take charge. Serenity had never met Zachary's grandfather in person, only in family photos. The man looked kind in the pictures but had sharp, discerning eyes. She felt sure that when Grandpa York chose a successor, he didn't base it on seniority but on ability. He focused on the grandchild with the best qualifications and trained them accordingly. Besides, Serenity continued, we're both ambitious people. Even if our child doesn't take over the York Corporation, they'll still have to manage our businesses. There's no escaping that. Serenity's company might not be the biggest, and its scale wasn't as grand as the York Corporation. However, Zachary's personal company was massive and formidable. While it wasn't quite at the same level as the York family business, it still outperformed most large corporations.